I can't believe it's still there. Well, I'm still here. Why shouldn't it be there?
Right, right.
Well, you know, bricks and mortar, that should last longer than us, and it does.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's okay, true. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. I just got finished reading your memoir, which I loved.
A lot of Chicago stuff there.
Oh, there sure is. Yeah. In fact, why don't we start there? If we
okay, sure.
Because I think this time you spent here was a very important time for you.
It was. The resolve to go become a musician and a composer began here. And I began writing music at the Harper Library. Mm-hmm. I began writing music here when I was 15 or 16. And then when I was 18 or 19, I decided, well, I couldn't stay. At the time, there was a very nice man named Cooper, Grosvenor Cooper, who was... He was the whole music department here at the time.
Right, there wasn't much of one at all then.
It was just him.
Yeah.
And I think his specialty was Baroque music, and I would go to the music building, and I met him a few times, and he didn't really have much to say, but he was interested in that I was interested in composing, but he could offer nothing to me at all, so I had to leave.
Yeah. But there were other things certainly going on in the city that were, I think, very important.
Well, of course, it was...
Formative years.
The Beehive was not far away.
Right.
I heard Bud Powell there many times. I was too young to go in, and though eventually, because I would stand outside and listen, and eventually the guy at the door would say, hey, come on, come on, come on. And he said, sit here by the door. And he let me sit by the door, and I could hear him there, a lot of people. Billie Holiday, I heard over at the Cottage Grove at the Cotton Club, and Ben Webster.
Right.
But then downtown, you could hear the Modern Jazz Room. There was... Wayne Marsh and Jerry Mulligan and the jazz was very different.
Yeah.
But I would go downtown when I come back here.